And welcome to Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2. I'm your host, Ryan Pulliam. Today I'm really excited because we have a special guest that we're going to get to in a minute. But first, I just want to say to welcome to everybody who's watching us on Facebook. Now, the cool thing about Facebook is it becomes a community that anybody can join from all over the world and collaborate with one another. And one of the best groups that I found that offers that collaboration is a group called Lab Coat Agents on Facebook. I believe they just hit 100,000 users. And it's just a phenomenal area to get resources, ask questions, get strategies. And one of the things and the topics that pops up, I would say every 3 weeks at the very least, is what's the best CRM? And you can see there's 249 comments and everybody likes to chime in. But the realistic answer is the best CRM is the one that you're going to use. Well, we're extremely fortunate today to have one of the co-CEOs of Sync, Commissions Inc., join us. So I just want to welcome Alvaro Erice, with a co-CEO from Commissions Inc. So welcome, Alvaro.
Thank you, Ryan. That was pretty good with my name. Congrats.
Well, good. Well, you know, because I know that you're in at outside of Atlanta, Georgia, right? Isn't that where Sync is?
But it's. I am indeed, but I am not from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I was about to say you're a little bit further south of that Mason-Dixon line, aren't you? So, Alvaro, if you could just introduce yourself to our audience and let them know what your role is with Commissions Inc.
Absolutely. And first of all, Ryan, thank you. Thank you for having me here and spending the time with me. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I agree with what you said. I think Lab Coats is an awesome community. And so, yes, talking about myself, as you said, I'm Alvaro Lice. I'm from Argentina, so very much south. And a few years ago, in 2015, I joined Commissions Inc. At the moment as a COO, and now I'm co-CEO of Commissions Inc. And it's been now almost 4 years, so very, very excited to be here.
So what made you leave? Because you were in the venture capital field, right? Weren't you in the cool end of Wall Street? But so what made you kind of leave that end of the business and jump into being COO initially and now CEO of a real estate tech company?
Well, Atlanta's just so much cooler than San Francisco. and I love Atlanta. But no, the truth is I joined. So in 2015, I was with a private equity called Seren Capital. And when we invested in Commissions Inc., I was thrilled to be the partner, the operating partner designated to come and help grow Commissions Inc. And honestly, the more that I worked with Sync, the more that I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the industry first, I fell in love with our product second, and then most importantly, I fell in love with our team. And so sometime later, when Dwayne Legate, the founder and CEO at the time, asked me to step in as COO, honestly, it was an easy choice. I was happy to make the jump and join full time, and it's been a ride ever since.
That's awesome to hear. Well, I know that Sync and the FNF family, because for those of you who don't know, Sync is a part of the FNF family. So we're definitely happy to have Alvaro in the family. So it's funny because for you promoting tech, I mean, it's a tech company. You wrote an article in June of 2018 for Inman that was why Ubertization and tech will never trump quality agents. So it almost kind of goes counterintuitive to what your role with the tech company would be. Could you kind of explain what that article was about and if you still stand by that statement?
I do, and I'm happy to do it. And honestly, coming from outside, coming from the private equity world, where everyone wants to believe that you'll find that magical tech solution that will replace human beings and allow you to capture a ton of money. And they always like to look at all of the pool of commissions in real estate agents and think, well, if technology could do this and we could capture X percent of that, that's a huge market. The truth is that that's an erroneous concept. When you think about And many times as I was coming into this industry, this is an industry that is very critical of itself. And I never understood why it was so easy for everyone to believe that it was on the verge of destruction. And they always quoted, well, you know, there are no more taxi drivers. So there are, but it's very small because Uber has completely done away with it. And I think that oversees two major factors. One is, and I can talk about that more, that the real estate industry is really based on a trust relationship between the agent and the consumer that cannot be replaced with technology. But even before going into that, if you think of what Uber really did, let me ask you this question, right? What is the big difference for you between Uber and taxis?
Just putting us together, they connected us.
Think about it, you can have an app for a taxi company today. There are apps.
Right, well, I guess obviously Uber provided a clean, safe, secure, easy to use experience.
And the taxis did not. Why is that different? What do you think is the main driver of the fact that you have a better service in a cleaner car in Uber than in a taxi?
Probably just because they thought they cornered the market, and that's the way people always had traveled. So this is the way they're always going to do it.
Well, think about this major difference. Taxi driver is an employee, and the Uber driver is an owner. Hmm. He sees it as his own business. He gets reviewed on his own, not on the taxi company. He is the custodian of his own reputation, correct? And so what the Uber did, if you forget the app, if you forget technology, what it truly did is it changed an industry from employees into an industry of owners, of independent contractors that, thanks to technology, were able to provide their service directly. Now, that's exactly what the real estate industry has been for the last 100 years. Everyone complains about the fact, or brokers many times complain about the fact that that agents are independent contractors. That's what makes it so great, because everyone is defending their own reputation, their own business. And so if you think about it, Redfin, to put an example, and not to pick on Redfin, going the other way than Uber, is using technology to turn independent contractors into employees. And that's not the way of the future. So for me, in this industry, where for most people, you're going to do one or two real estate transactions in your life. And for that, it's a process that you're not used to do it, and that you want to feel safe. You're putting 80% of your real equity on the line in this, and if you get into a scam, you could lose everything you have. And so will you sacrifice that just to save a 1% on the total transaction? I wouldn't. So I bought my house in Atlanta, and you could say that I have good access to tech resources to be able to find and buy a house on my own. Why? Because I don't like doing things where I'm an amateur. I do things, I'm a pro at tech and at this, I'm not a pro at finding and buying houses. That I need an actual profession. So that's a long way of saying that what technology is doing in the right hands is it allowing better agents to serve more clients. Before, an agent could never do the number of transactions they're doing today, because several things have changed. We've put the actual search for homes in the hand of the consumer, which is amazing, because it's actually the consumer that wants to do that search, not the agent. Freeing up agents to do what they know best, which is being the trusted advisor and the quarterback of the transaction. And then that's why technologies like Sync, like Real Geeks, they're allowing those pro agents. So there are agents that are going to be out of a job, but not because technology is going to replace them, but because technology is going to empower better agents to serve more clients.
That's an amazing concept, and it makes perfect sense as you explain it like that. And I apologize about not doing my homework on Uber. I didn't know you were supposed to be asking me questions. I improvise a lot better when I'm prepared, right? So you talk a lot about Sync and Real Geeks and that professionalism, and that's what the agent really needs to explain. And that's through a relationship, about communicating what that professionalism is and what value that they have. I often find it funny when people talk about realtors thinking, okay, well, I have a relationship with my past clients, but yet they don't talk to them on a consistent basis. So Alvaro, let me ask you a question now. Are you married?
I am indeed.
Okay, you're married. So when I ask you if you're married, you don't think back to an event of your wedding day to decide that if you're married, right? You look at an ongoing relationship.
Right,
well, yeah, you have a symbol. But you look at an ongoing relationship to say, hey, yeah, I'm married because I have a relationship with this woman. So I often find it so funny when agents will say, oh, well, yeah, they're my client, but they look back to an event. Or maybe I just reach out to them on their home's anniversary or on their birthday, because they don't have an effective way of communicating with them on a consistent basis. Now, can you kind of explain how Commissions Inc. and Real Geeks have really taken a lead to the conversion? Why are they the best lead conversion engines in the real estate space?
Absolutely. And I'll start by making a comment more generic than just Sync or RealGeeks. But there's a big difference. Of course, I think every agent today knows they need a CRM because it's impossible for you to be able to keep in touch with all of your contacts and all of your prospects without some piece of technology to remind you and allow you to leverage yourself. And so that is the first concept. But there's a lot of great CRMs that are not linked to a website. And I call that whatever leads you have in that system, they're dead leads. Not dead because they're bad leads. You could have closed with them yesterday, so they could be super warm. But the big thing is that, in general, CRMs only take information that you give them. So you go, and they can be very good at convincing you to rate clients between A, B, and C. And they're like an alarm. You tell them, well, I want to reach out to this client every 3 weeks. And then they remind you to reach out to your client every 3 weeks using your information. Now, wouldn't it be great for a CRM to, instead of you telling them when to reach out to the client, for the client to tell the CRM when they want you to reach out to them? Well, that's what systems like RealGeek and Sync do. Because what we do by combining a website and a CRM is you train your client into using your website. Hopefully, that's where the difference comes between Sync and RealGeek and some of the not so good websites with CRM. You need to have a website that is good enough and better that people will elect to use it in their search for homes over Zillow or over any of the portals out there. Once you get that, the beauty of that is that that client could go dormant for 3-6 months and you might send them the apple pie recipe and they might not be responding. And the truth is they might not want to talk to you. The issue is that 4 months from now, when they do start getting interested again, even before they decide that they want to talk to you or to an agent, they're going to go back into the property alert that you're sending them every week, and they're going to start looking at the homes around their neighborhood or wherever they're searching. The moment that they do that, your CRM, in the case of Sync or RealGeeks, will bring them back up. We'll say, hey, wait, this person is interested. They're active again. And then it's when you reach out, and it's very effective at that, because if they interact with a different agent before you do that, then you're at risk of losing a great client. And so for me, if I had to say what Sync and RealGeeks do great, so first of all, they give you amazing tools to reach out. So of course, texting, drip texting, all of the different alternatives, email, calls, an autodialer, all of the different options for you to be more effective in your way that you reach out to clients. And they also give you great accountability tools. In the case of RealGeeks, if you're yourself or two, you can set goals and you can say, well, how am I tracking towards performing the activities that I need? And in the case of Sync, if you're thinking of a bigger team, then how are my agents doing? Are they fulfilling the tasks that they need to do in order to get to the goal? And all of that is great. But the most important thing is these systems are giving you information. They're giving your system information. They're telling your CRM when you should be reaching out. And the key is you need to have a system where when you see that website, not just how it looks, if the brand is fine and all of that, when you actually search on that website, you think, I would use this instead of Zillow, because then those people are linked to you in a long-term way and you will get alerted again when they get active.
That's wonderful, because obviously Zillow has about 180 million visitors every single month. So if you don't provide your clients an avenue to explore and search, you're going to concede that to somebody else who will. And odds are you're going to lose 1, 2, maybe 3 or 4 deals throughout the course of the year because you don't have a solution that you provided your past clients. I think it's definitely interesting how you use the terminology about you tell it when it can talk to you. It's almost as if it's an alarm clock on a Rolodex. Hey, I haven't talked to Alvaro in 3 months, so I need to reach out to him. So obviously you guys get to hear all the success stories. Do you have one or two really big success stories that when somebody came to either using Sync or RealGeeks and said, hey, I want to increase my business, and then they started knocking it out of the park here or there, maybe just one example?
Yeah, there's too many. I'll give two short ones. I think one on a bigger scale. So Jeff Cook, which I think almost everyone in this industry knows or should know, He's really doing amazing in South Carolina. He joined us already a very successful team leader with his office in 2013. But through Sync and through the combination of the very scalable lead generation and the very consistent and reliable conversion machine, you can scale very hard and fast if you want to and if you have the will to push it through. And today, I think Jeff is the number 10 team in the country from a transactions point of view with over 1,000 transactions. You cannot drive through South Carolina without seeing his face on the billboards. And again, the success comes from Jeff himself. We were just enabler towards that. We'll to expand the world market share is led you there, but the system gives you a reliable way of scaling your business. And on a smaller level, Frank Polsinello, for example, is another. It's a totally different example in Canada, in Toronto, so a totally different market. Someone that was, I think he joined us, I don't want to lie, but 2014 or 15, already with a five-man team, also doing well, probably doing over, I think, almost a million in GCI. But in only 3 years today, he's running a 20-person team with 3 million in GCI. And it's not just the money and the number of transactions. The fact that a lot of people go broke through growth. It's easy to grow yourself into bankruptcy. Yeah? If you don't have the right systems, if you just throw money without knowing what the result is, but if you have a scalable system that you can repeat and grow in a predictable manner, then you can grow profitably. And that's what we really want in our clients.
That's awesome. So those are probably success stories that you guys are going to share. There's going to be a huge Sync Summit in October, October the 25th, 4th and 5th. Is that when it was or when it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, it's in Orlando this year. It was in Las Vegas last year and I attended. And I tell you, I don't use Sync on a daily basis, but I got so many great best practices that I was able to share with our partners that it was definitely a benefit. So looked out for some more information about the Sync Summit in October in Orlando. And Alvaro, it was so awesome talking to you. I mean, our time is up. So I just want to thank you so very much for coming on. And is there anything in closing that you think we need to know?
No, it's absolutely my pleasure to have been here. I love seeing this industry grow. I think it's growing stronger every day in spite of some of the fears. We are happy to be the technology solution that empowers agents to grow farther, to serve more clients. I think it's a race to the top where the best are going to survive stronger than before, and we want to be that partner. So thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much for this.
Thanks. The pleasure was all ours, and we want to be your title partner that can get you information on the technology that will help you out with your race to the top. So I just want to say thank you all for tuning in. Thank you again to our guest. Also want to thank our producer, Rick Manning at Rigel Studios. If you're looking for a great podcast or Facebook Live, come on down. He'd love to have you. And if you want information on Commissions Inc. or Real Geeks, please contact your Tycor Title sales executive or comment in the comment section, and we'd love to reach out to you. Also, if you're writing any offers or taking any listings over the next week, we'd love for you to consider Tycor Title Company, the most resourceful people in town. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.